Hello?
Hi, Dick.
Yes, sir, good morning.
How you doing?
Pretty good, hope you are.
Well, I'm just doing fine.
You sound like you are.
We got a Mexican president coming this morning, and we're just going to put the big pot in the little one, and...
That same one sent you that big saddle?
No. That was Lopez Mateos. We had him, we met him in El Paso a couple months ago. This is Diaz Ordaz, the new one. He's a pretty young fella. I talked to Sanders last night, and he's very upset, very bitter. Said that he had been humiliated, and that he was very great admirer of yours. He likes Senator Talmadge and Bobby. They'd all been friends, Ernie Vandiver, and they'd worked together. But that the newspaper people had got an interview from you in which you said that you were bringing him along with you, and that he didn't think that would be good, and he'd be glad to come see me anytime in Washington, but that he was very embarrassed and so on and so forth. I talked to him, I guess, 30, 40 minutes, and I just never did make any penetration. He just didn't give an inch. I finally said, well, Governor, I'll call you back tomorrow. I think it's a very serious mistake. I think it'd be misunderstood. I said, these things been going on now since 1955, and a good many people come in and out, and they're not necessarily people that have the same political philosophy or live in the same towns or go to the same church. We have a combination of pleasure and discussions, and I was talking to Senator Russell about some installations and told him that I wanted to arrange Secretary McNamara to come down to see him and review some of these matters. And said to him, now, when we're going to get together on our party, I had talked to every member of the party. I talked to Fuquay when I was in Georgia, and I talked to Bobby when I was in Georgia, and I talked to you when I was in Georgia. And I hadn't talked to Senator Russell. He was gone, and he had put the party together last year, brought the friends that he wanted to bring, and he wanted to bring you and Fuquay and Ernie Vandiver and Bobby. And so I just said to get our crowd together, and y'all let me know when it's convenient to all y'all, and we'll get together. Now, I don't think Senator Russell gave out any interview. I would imagine Ernie Vandiver or Bobby Russell or some of them, in talking to their families and their friends, said we're going to be away on Sunday and Monday and going for our regular hunt. And these things, the papers like to play them up and try to get people fighting among each other, and it's not for the good of Georgia, and it's not for your good, and it's not for my good, and people misunderstand it and just make some more stories.
You had exactly right.
I gave him a story, told him what the papers had said to me and what I had said to the papers, and the paper this morning says that Johnson asked him to attend a 3-day deer hunt. All the Talmadge visited the ranch together in 62. Quote, Russell, quoting Russell, he asked me, saying that you had confirmed that you were coming. He asked me to get the party together, the same party together that was out there before. Russell said, I reminded him, Herman wasn't there, and he said, oh yes, ask Herman. So I said, I'll call you back in the morning. I called him this morning, and they said he couldn't talk now. In the meantime, this is very confidential, Ralph McGill called and said all the real Democrats looked upon this as a real purge of Sanders, and that he's being humiliated among all of his friends, and that he didn't think I understood how deeply they felt in Georgia, and that this was a kind of a serious blooper and was being used for political reasons. And he dictated to one of Jack Valenti's secretaries in Washington, and I haven't seen the transcript of it, but he just called the White House to tell him that he thought that I ought to know the facts. And I don't know what it's going to blow into. I'm going to try to get Sanders back this morning. I'm going to say to him that I think you're interested in the future of Georgia, and we'll talk about that, the future of the country, and we'll go hunting. And I don't see why you don't want to come and be at my home with the same group as here. I would think if they want you, you want them. I don't see that we got to worry about how active and just how many speeches each one made. I don't think that's a matter that I can weigh in determining who I talk matters of business with.
Well, Mr. President, I can understand how Sanders feels. I've been young, and I can remember how I was when I was young, and the papers played it terribly. From the headline standpoint, as nearly always do. When the press called me about it, I said that we had been discussing defense matters, and that you had said you want me to talk to McNamara, and also you'd like to discuss some phases of it with me. And that, why didn't we get the same crowd out there together for a day or two on the ranch? And they could hunt deer, and we could have a little discussion of these matters. And that I had therefore called all of them, and that all of them had accepted. And I made it perfectly clear that I would just act as sort of a glorified secretary for you in calling. I did that in talking to Governor Sanders. He couldn't have misunderstood it. But when the press printed it, they said, the headline says, LBJ Ranch Hunt for Russell, --, and then in smaller type, Ann Sanders. It's enough to upset him and infuriate him, and I could understand how he felt about it. But his own friends did it to him. Those Atlanta papers are the ones that did it. They evidently resent the fact that you even talked to me about defense matters or anything of that kind. And I just couldn't understand it. He said he'd come when I first talked to him. And it was all set up, and I was fooling around here trying to get some transportation on him. Then he called me late yesterday afternoon, right before I put in the call for you, and said that there's some matters arisen in connection with the legislature. He couldn't go. I said, well, now, Governor, I sure hate to hear that. And I said, the president's going to be terrible at this point, because when we were discussing these matters, and he asked me to do the calling from him from here, you were the first name he mentioned. And well, he said, I appreciate that, but said, I just can't get off now. And he was as pleasant as a basket of chips, but I could tell that he was upset from the way he backed off from it. And I sure do hate it, because I don't, these papers here just make a business of stirring up trouble and getting everybody to fighting everybody else. And this is a time for peace, and I was hoping that that we could have it. I like Sanders. I think Troy's done a good job. And I've said that all over Georgia. I've had people come up to me and say, God damn, he's getting that run against you. I said, well, I don't think he is. He told me he wasn't. And personally, I think he's doing a good job as governor, because he's made one or two mistakes, but they haven't hurt him anything much. And I just regret exceedingly that taking his attitude, and I'm quite sure some of his advisors are responsible for it. Because, well, I don't know, I guess that paper article may have just caused him to do it himself. Because it wasn't the slightest question about it when he first called. When I first called him, he said, well, he was due to go hunting down in Cairo that day, on the 23rd, and that he'd have to rearrange that. And I said, well, we can come back down there Monday night. So got a few matters relating to the defense program to discuss with the president. I said, he wants you all to go hunting, because you know I don't hunt. And I did it just as diplomatically and as kindly as I knew how to do it. But these damn papers just will stir them up.
Well, the only thing I know to do is call him back again this morning and say I want to urge and repeat that you might welcome, and I hope you do come. And
He can't have the slightest feeling about me on it, because I was as damn nice as I was calling Bobby and Talmadge, because I sort of sensed that he might not understand that. And I said, we just going out there. I'm going to discuss a few defense matters. The president said that you fellas out there hunting a year ago, if you wanted to come and hunt, he'd be mighty glad to have you. And I'm just transmitting the invitation to you. I made it perfectly clear that I was just out of ego. The papers have raised all this damn commotion. Somebody mentioned it. I don't know who it was, whether it was Herman or Bobby or or a band of others could have talked to some other judge, that matter, and they told some newspaper man. They called me, and I thought I couldn't see anything wrong in me going on and telling them. I said we'd had a 15-20 minute conversation about some defense matters, and that when they called me over the phone, and that if you said then that why not get up the same crowd out there before we come out there, and that I had to call them, and that we were going. I asked about what I said. In the name of God, they read all of this into it. It's more than I can understand.
Well, the only thing I know, you suggested I call him, and I thought I'd give you a report back. The only thing I know to do is just to tell him.
Because I was concerned about it from your standpoint and from his. I'm not worried about Sanders running against me. I don't want the opposition, but I never have been worried about it. I don't think he's going to run. Start with, never have thought so. He told me when he's candidate for governor, and he got the rumor out, and said he'd make a statement on radio, television, or in a public, his next public speech, or it is his statement to the press, that he had no earthly idea to run against me and would not do it. And I said, well, you can do that, Carl. I says, when you tell me that, I take your word for it. I said, go right ahead. And that's when he's candidate for governor. Griffin brought up something then about he's going to run against me. Was it? It's inevitable. Griffin brought up something then about he's going to run against me. Was it? It's inevitable when we talk about the governor running for the Senate. Do it in every state of the union. And I certainly didn't intend in any wise to offend him. As a matter of fact, I went out of my way to say that you had suggested, had asked that. I suggested that I get up the same crowd as out there before, and that I'd call all of them, and that all of them had agreed to go.
I think in a good position to take is that
them responsible for that.
I think a good position to take, which I will take with Gill, anybody else that wants to, that from time to time I see various people on social and business and combined meetings, and Governor Sanders has been to see me on several occasions. You and Senator Talmadge, I frequently consult with, if I'm in Washington, with each other, with the, and I consult with, and talk to Sanders, and sometimes together, and that for many years you have been coming down here. Anybody you chose to come is always anxious for you to come. Time or two you've been here with the Bobby, that you brought along, Bobby Russell, we hadn't met, and you've been here with Speaker Rayburn, other senators down in Sid's Island. Last year, you got up this party, you had Sanders and them in it, and I'd just talk to each one of them every time I saw them, the first thing you'd say, and they just kind of making conversations. When you all going to come back, and you weren't here, and I'd said that to everybody else, and you were the man that gotten the party together last year, and I think it would look mighty funny if I'd called Talmadge and said, would you go around and get your party back up together when he wasn't even invited? Or if I'd called Sanders and said, would you call Russell? I thought it looked odd. I think a natural, normal thing to do is call a fellow that's been coming for 10 years and say, bring your friends. And I think it's natural to bring a crowd. And I told you, bring anybody else you want to bring.
Well, it's highly regrettable, and perhaps would have been better by just it wouldn't come. But I actually thought it's going to be a mighty good thing. I think it would be a fine thing.
Well, I think it will.
And out there and get it all.
I think it will. I think all we've got to do is just to. I don't want to.
I can understand how Sanders feels. I say I've been a young man and been a little tempered and sensitive about things, and some of the folks here in Georgia have been just giving him hell. He must feel bad about that. I don't think it's justified. In my own view, Sanders has made a good governor. He's made a couple mistakes, but they haven't hurt the state. And overall, he's made an excellent governor, and the state's made progress under his administration. And I've never hesitated to say that anyway, even when people are cussing him. To me, I said, well, I think he's made a pretty good governor. And I just don't know. These Atlanta papers, for some reason, played the thing in a way. When I saw the article over the modest interview that I'd given out about it, we'd had a long telephone conversation about the defense activities for the next year, legislation and all. And she suggested that